Amen.
To make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering.
Concerning his Son, who was designated the Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, out of the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ. For Christ also has suffered once for sins, the righteous on behalf of the unrighteous, that he might bring you to God, on the one hand being put to death in the flesh, but on the other hand, made alive in the Spirit.
Amen.
Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. It was fitting for him in leading many sons into glory. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brothers.
Amen.
He is not ashamed.
Amen.
To call them brothers.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So why don't we can take week, I'm sorry, day four, Romans 1:3-4, and this is a key verse. And we can mingle this verse with prayer.
Amen.
Speaking it, declaring it, praying it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, concerning his Son.
Amen. Amen.
Concerning his Son.
Amen.
Concerning his Son.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Concerning his Son.
Amen.
Son.
Amen.
His Son.
Amen.
His Son.
Amen. Hallelujah for his Son.
Amen.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Out of the seed of David.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Out of the seed of David according to the flesh.
Amen.
Out of the seed of David,
according to the flesh.
Amen.
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 Who was designated the Son of God?
Amen.
Who was designated the Son of God?
David, according to the flesh.
Amen.
You were designated the Son of God.
Amen.
Oh, the seed of David.
Amen.
Designated the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God in power.
Amen.
In power.
Son of God in power.
Amen.
Designated the Son of God in power.
Amen. Designated the Son of God in power.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
According to the Spirit of holiness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
In power according to the Spirit of holiness.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, the Spirit of holiness.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
According to the Spirit of holiness.
Amen. Out of the resurrection.
Amen.
Out of the resurrection.
Amen.
Out of the resurrection.
Amen.
Out of the resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
Out of the resurrection.
Amen.
Out of the resurrection of the dead.
Amen.
Out of the resurrection of the dead.
Of the dead.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Out of the resurrection. resurrection of the dead.
Amen. Death cannot hold the resurrection life.
Amen.
Death cannot hold you.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
So saints, we're as mentioned, we're starting a new line here. We're continuing the topic that we did for the past two trainings, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ.
Right.
And as a brief reminder, the experience of Christ is related to the human spirit.
Amen.
The human spirit mingled with the spirit.
Amen.
The enjoyment is related to the soul and the expression to the body. The message for this week is the seed of David becoming the Son of God. And the outline is broken up into two main parts. The first major point provides a foundation in the truth. And the second is related to the experience of that truth.
Yeah.
And the first point we can see, and we'd like to see in the verses, the seed of David becoming the Son of God. This revelation is foundational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. And in the second major point, it's related to knowing. So the first one's related to seeing. The second related to knowing the seed of David becoming the Son of God.
Amen.
This knowing is experiential.
Right? Amen.
So this is related to our experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Him.
Amen.
So for the first main topic, main point, our attention will be on Acts 13.
Yeah.
And the second major point will be in Romans chapters 1 and 8. So I'd like to actually read, this is related to the first point, read the verses. And if you have a Bible, a New Testament, you're welcome to open it up there to Acts 13. Beginning with this phrase in verse 22. This is Acts 13, 22. The phrase, he raised up David. He raised up David. And then in verse 23, from this man's seed, right? So this is the seed of David. So we're just tying it all back to the title here. This is the seed of David. And if you skip over 10 verses from 23 to 33, you can see something rather profound. That God has fully fulfilled this promise to us, their children, in raising up Jesus.
Amen.
Raising up Jesus. That's his resurrection. As is also written in the second psalm, you are my son.
Amen.
You are my son.
Amen.
So that is the Son of God, right? The seed of David in 22 and 23, the Son of God. In 33, you are my son. Today I have begotten you.
Amen.
What day was that?
Yes.
Yeah. The same verse.
Yeah.
Raising up Jesus. Today I have begotten you. Okay. So Paul had quite a vision, you know, to see when he was reading Psalms that his resurrection was a birth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Paul saw that the resurrection was a birth for the man Jesus in Psalms 2:7. Christ has two births in his incarnation.
Yeah.
That was his first birth. He was born of a woman, born under law, Galatians 4:4.
Yeah.
And as we just saw in that verse, his resurrection was his second birth. This day I have begotten you. So a few points here, saints. Lord Jesus,
right.
It may be a little, maybe not so clear at times, you know, when you're reading the word, related to the Lord, because at some point it mentions he's the only begotten, Other times, he's the firstborn. Before his incarnation, he was the only begotten Son of God with only the divine nature.
That's right.
After incarnation, he was the only begotten Son with the divine nature and the human nature. But that human nature had nothing to do with divinity.
Amazing.
In resurrection, he's the firstborn Son of God with the divine nature and the human nature. But that human nature has been sunized.
Okay.
So this is the foundation part. This is the view. So now we move to the next point, the next major point. Again, related to the son of David, the seed of David becoming the Son of God. And this is in the verses we just prayed over. In Romans chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, concerning his son who came out of the seed of David, so there it is again, the seed of David, according to the flesh, who was designated the Son of God.
Amen.
So that's the second part, right? The seed of David becoming the Son of God.
Amen.
You know, this is actually a pretty profound and important topic. When you come to Romans, you're coming to the gospel. The gospel of God. And in this gospel, it's altogether related to this particular one, the seed of David becoming the Son of God.
Amen.
Right? According to his humanity, he's the seed of David. According to his divinity, he's the Son of God. So God has, the Father has such a one. But Romans has more than one chapter. There's a lot of chapters. And, you know, saints, this is where it comes into our experience.
Yeah.
You know, right. When he was resurrected, something happened. If you've never, well, I'm sure you've read 1 Peter 1:3, but that is a profound verse because when he was resurrected, we were begotten, right? We were regenerated through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Christ was already the Son of God in his divinity. This is the second point, section B2. But that part of him which was Jesus with the flesh, the human nature born of Mary, was not the Son of God. And by the way, that term flesh, you know, he was sent in the likeness of the flesh of sin.
Right.
In 8:3, just like the serpent, the bronze serpent, it has the form of a serpent, but not the poisonous nature of the serpent.
Right.
In resurrection, the humanity that he now has is not a natural humanity, but a humanity uplifted in resurrection. And I'd just like to read a few points related to this specific item here. When he was resurrected, Christ's human nature has been designated the Son of God.
Yeah.
In resurrection, he has a humanity sunized by God.
Amen.
His humanity was sunized, made divine.
Yeah.
He made his humanity also part of the Son of God.
Amen.
He became the Son of God not only in his divinity, but also in his humanity.
Amen.
And so now we need to connect what we see there in chapter 1 with chapter 8 of Romans.
Yeah.
In Romans 1, we have the prototype. And in chapter 8, we have the mass reproduction.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. We're thy total reproduction.
Yes. Amen.
Right.
We are the many brothers.
Amen.
He is the firstborn.
Amen.
And we
Amen.
Are his many brothers. We have the Father's life. And we are being, just like he was designated, we are being designated.
Amen.
It's not so, it may not be so obvious right now.
Yeah.
Just like when the Lord was on the earth, wasn't so apparent. That's the carpenter's son. But when he was resurrected, he was designated, okay, like the carnation seed, it blossomed,
right?
Yeah.
Right? So we're undergoing a process as well.
Amen.
We've been regenerated in our spirit, in our soul, we're now being transformed, and one day, glory,
Amen.
It'll be so apparent.
Amen.
It'll be so apparent.
Yeah. Amen.
These are the sons of God.
That's right.
It's not so manifest. It's not manifest right now.
Amen.
But one day.
Wow. Amen.
Amen. Amen. O Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. All right, saints, we may give you an opportunity to share.
Amen.
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 So maybe we can have a brother on the piano and 2 minutes each.
Amen.
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 This is just too wonderful. I just can't wait. I was beside myself when I read this week, just because of the wonderful revelation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I just couldn't believe it. Yeah. It's right there in the Bible.
Yeah.
But it's when you read the ministry that you realize, oh, Lord Jesus, this is what Paul was talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I have read the Old Testament, the second Psalm. I have read the Acts. I have read Luke. Psalms 2, with Christ being the designated Son of God in resurrection.
Yeah.
Praise Him.
Amen.
That's where we are.
Amen.
We can see these things.
Yeah.
And I was just treasuring this and just dwelling on this matter of, you know, in day 5, Satan expected the crucifixion of Christ to mark his termination.
That's it.
That's what he
thought. That's right.
This is how he ends.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the Lord Jesus knew that this was actually the beginning.
Yes.
The beginning. That it would lead to his designation according to the spirit of holiness out of the resurrection of the dead.
Right.
That was the life power that was in him. The divine life. He just afforded the opportunity to just go and swallow every cell of his being.
Amen.
Amen. His body, every cell. And the most wonderful thing is, we are in that process too.
Yeah,
we're in that process.
We receive his life.
Amen.
So right now it's a seed form.
Yeah.
And it even made more sense to me what some saints and ourselves pass to certain things in life that we don't like and they're difficult. And, you know, unquestionably, that's the devil trying to say, this is how they end.
Right
here, this is how they end. But if we touch our spirit, just like Paul said, walk in the spirit. You know, he's just the spirit. Because he knew it's the spirit that needs to be swallowing up all of that. Eventually, like Dean mentioned, eventually that life is going to saturate our being and we're going to be designated as sons of God.
Amen.
Right now we're children, but our future is to be sons of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I also really enjoyed day 5. You know, this week, or the past couple of Lord's days, I was out of town, and so I was visiting the church that one of my family members goes to, and I just felt like I was so undernourished. And I came back, and I was like, I didn't know what the church was getting into, so I actually got into day 5 first. But it was so precious. Like, I was like, wow, one day of this ministry is so rich.
Yeah. Amen.
Compared to so many other things out there. I was just like, wow, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know, I mean, you're not going to find anywhere else that, you know, the Lord was designated the Son of God. I mean, it's in the Word, but it's like to elaborate on this. Like, he came down and put on human form while he was divine. And then when he died, it's like the shell was broken.
Yeah.
It reminded me of like when a butterfly becomes a cocoon, or a caterpillar becomes a cocoon.
Yeah.
And then it's like the glory of the butterfly comes out of
it. Yeah.
You know? And it just was so beautiful. And I was so impressed with this line in day 5. It says, the divine power in which Christ's humanity was designated the Son of God is the power of life.
Amen.
And so I was very impressed in that the Lord has entered into us as the power of life, which the same power that brought Christ's humanity into God is bringing us into God.
Amen.
Is bringing us into divinity and uplifting our humanity that we would be lowercase s sons of God.
Yes.
And so I'm so encouraged that the Lord is the firstborn Son of God, and we are growing up into almost like mini versions of him, I guess.
Amen.
Like we're growing up into sons of God.
Amen. 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 Lord Jesus.
Okay. I like from day 1 where it says the gospel of God as revealed in Romans is not concerned with religion, doctrine, or forms, nor is it merely concerned with redemption, forgiveness, or justification. The gospel of God is concerned with God's Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This indicates that the gospel is concerned with sonship, God's delight, desire, and pleasure are all related to Son. It is God's intention to produce many sons conformed to the pattern model of Christ as the firstborn Son of God. Through Christ, in Christ, and with Christ, many sons are being produced.
Amen.
Thus, the gospel, or Romans 1:3-4 gives us Christ, God's Son, as the prototype. And 8:29-30 unveils the many sons as that the mass production. Thus, the gospel of God is concerned with producing as many sons conformed to the image of God. So, Christ has set the pattern for us, and then He wants. The goal is to, for us to become mass reproduction of that.
Amen. 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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm just going to dive in here. In His resurrection, God the Spirit, as Christ's divinity, was enlivened with the new power of life to put divinity into the humanity of Christ to make it divine.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, that is what's going on in us. The new power of life to put divinity into the humanity of Christ to make it divine. Mm. In other words, before Christ's resurrection, Christ's humanity was merely human.
Right.
But in Christ's resurrection, the Spirit was made strong to impart divinity into His humanity to make it divine.
Wow.
Humanity can be made divine.
Amen.
Wow.
Thus, in His resurrection, Christ's humanity was designated the Son of God. This man, Son of God. These men, sons of God.
Amen.
In the divine power and the reality of the power of Christ's resurrection is the Spirit.
Amen.
And we were reading in Galatians about the sonship, you know, in the life states, if you're going through those.
Yeah.
And there's this one expression there, no spirit, no sonship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So sonship for us, it's not just an objective thing that through Christ's redemption and regeneration, we are now sons of God. It's a very subjective experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no spirit, no sonship.
Yeah.
More spirit,
more sonship.
Yes. Amen.
As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
Amen.
So I realize this experience of sonship, there's the incredible revelation of Christ and His humanity brought divinized.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also implied in this is our deification.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Our goal, brothers and sisters, is not heaven.
No.
Our goal is sonship.
Sonship.
Yeah. And every day we're moving toward that goal.
Yes.
And the way we're moving toward that goal is what? Being led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
The more we know the Spirit's leading, the more we enter into the sonship.
Amen.
I want to continue. In day 5, we were pursuing the Galatians. In message 22, it mentioned the sonship is the focal point of God's economy.
Yeah.
Sonship is the focal point of God's economy. So if you read it this week, the whole thing, eventually you come to the enjoyment, experience this, and come to day 6. And talk about God's intention is the economy. That is something to do with the sonship. And actually, it begins to focus on Christ's resurrection, which is His birth. And what happens? If there's no resurrection, there's no firstborn Son of God.
Amen.
There's no life-giving Spirit. And there's no many sons.
Mm-hmm.
So three things must happen related to God's, related to Christ's resurrection. He becomes the life-giving Spirit, and He was designated as the firstborn Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness. And this life-giving Spirit imparted into us while we've been regenerated as many sons. So again, the whole focal point is still the sonship. Eventually, day 6, talk about God's intention, basically, you know, in His economy, what? God? What? Become man. And also in Christ, we, the man, will become God in life and in nature and in constitution. But now in the Godhead, not for people to worship. And you put it all together, this is all life matter. I just appreciated this matter that the daily we are saving in His life.
Amen.
When we are born of the Spirit, what happened? The Spirit comes in that we impart life into our being.
Amen.
So we've been saved. And also we've been confirmed into the image of the firstborn son.
Yeah.
So we are in this destination, in this process, like a butterfly. It's not complete yet until that day, boom, suddenly happened. So I just realized after reading this, I'm full of hope.
Amen.
Okay, all the Christ experience can be applied into my experience.
Amen.
I need to stay in this divine life. Enjoy the spirit, dispensing of the spirit, right? Become a right partaker of this divine nature.
Amen.
Sense? It's not a small thing. We human, Christ is what, divine, yet human, and we are what? Human, yet divine.
Amen.
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 Amen. So that word, designated, right? Designated, it's the... you can name something. For instance, if you go to a store and you want to buy some carnation seeds, you look at the seed rack, and there's all kinds of different envelopes with different designations, and you pick the one that's designated carnation. That's one kind of designation. But then there's another kind of designation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The second kind of designation is a designation in power, a designation in life, a manifestation in life.
Yes.
It's when you take that carnation seed and you sow it into the ground, and a miracle starts to happen, right?
Yeah.
There's some kind of death, some kind of light, whatever. All of a sudden, there's something that sprouts.
Yes.
First a shoot, then a leaf. The next thing you know, there's a blossom. It's a carnation plant.
Yeah.
So the whole universe, all of us are abundantly clear, that is a carnation, right? Praise the Lord. In the universe, what a picture. What a picture of God's heart's desire.
Amen.
God became a man.
Yeah.
He took the divine life and sowed it into humanity in the person of Jesus Christ. This is the good news.
Mm-hmm.
This is the gospel that has been what promised through the fathers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's concerning his son,
but
not just concerning one son. God wants a garden.
Amen.
He wants a garden of carnations. And so this son, it's amazing, right? This son gets sown into us in resurrection.
Right.
His whole life was he was on the cross, he was being put to death in the flesh, but he was being made alive in the spirit. His whole life was a life living under the cross, the killing of the cross, being made alive day by day. Doesn't that sound familiar? Right? Grant us today's portion of grace.
Amen.
We're being made alive in spirit.
Amen.
Eventually, he had a life-releasing death, and he became the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Lastly, in 1 Corinthians 15:45b, which we all know, right? The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. The next verse tells us, just as we have borne the image of Adam, he's the one that decided we had two legs and two arms, right? In the same way, we are going to bear the image of the heavenly, of Christ, of the life-giving spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
In the same way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord. Amen.
Does anyone else feel overwhelmed?
Yeah.
I told my wife, driving to the meeting this morning, I said, I don't think I'm going to share this morning.
I don't want to share it.
It's not that I don't, Lewis. It's that I can't.
Okay.
Right? This is... Okay, I'm going to read. When the Lord Jesus was resurrected from among the dead, he was designated the Son of God in power by resurrection according to the spirit of holiness that was in him. I'm already lost.
Yeah.
I'm lost. Now... He is the Son of God in a way that is more wonderful.
Yeah, more wonderful.
More wonderful? How can you be more than wonderful? Wonderful is wonderful, but it's more wonderful than before. For now, he has both the divine nature and the resurrected, transformed, uplifted, glorified, and designated human nature.
Amen.
And the Lord... The scene in heavens when the Lord was resurrected.
In day five.
This is in Revelation 5, chapter verse 12. It says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who has been slain to receive. Slain to receive.
Amen.
The power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
Amen.
That's more wonderful.
Yeah, more wonderful.
This is what we have been called into. This resurrection life. So this is where I'm overwhelmed and where I just want to sit down right now. And I probably should. But you know, if Adam had taken of the tree of life, he wouldn't have tasted death. Therefore, Satan couldn't be destroyed, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the Lord would have found a way.
Right.
But the Lord became a man and went into death on the cross that he could destroy the devil.
Right.
Are y'all blown away? Linda?
Yeah.
My shopping buddy?
Yeah.
I always run into Linda at the store. Anyway, saying, I'm going to leave you with that. This is where Titus's head is right now. No longer here. I don't know what to say. More wonderful.
More wonderful.
Amen. More wonderful.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm excited, Israel.
Just like me.
Yeah.
I need to share my excitement for this week. The Lord became the firstborn in resurrection. And this is really good for me to know. You know, when Mary went to the tomb and she saw that that the stone had been taken away, and but she said, where is my Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Where is my Jesus? Where is my blood? Well, the Lord was not in the tomb anymore. He had entered into his resurrection.
Yeah.
You know what? This got me really excited. I know for a fact that the Lord resurrected. You know how I know? Because John wrote about it, and now I know. We all know that the Lord resurrected. But I was just thinking, Lord, I know that you resurrected, but I need to enter into your resurrection and stay there. And how do I do that? Well, the first step is call on his name.
Amen.
And he might appear to me on the back like he did with me.
Yeah.
Amen.
I just want to follow that. God raising up of Jesus from the dead was his beginning of him to be his firstborn son.
Right.
We need to realize that the Lord's resurrection was his birth. This is a crucial matter.
Yes.
And you know, I was talking to Brother Delfino at our Tuesday night meeting that, you know, haven't we heard this since we were kids? Haven't we heard this a million times?
Yeah.
You know, that this is, but we need to realize this, and wow, this is something amazing. We need to be in resurrection.
Amen.
We need to realize
that
we need to be in resurrection.
Amen.
We need to stay in resurrection.
Amen.
If not written next to my death, I need to ask this morning to live in resurrection.
Amen.
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 Also, I'll just say this real quick. God does not intend that we would lose our humanity. On the contrary, that we would bear our humanity for eternity. But our humanity and eternity will not be natural.
Yeah.
It will be resurrected,
amen,
glorified, and uplifted.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Lord, keep us in resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Lord, keep us in resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
But what is resurrection? That was my concern, like my brother Eric was like, this was a very complicated week.
Yeah.
Very, very deep. I mean, some wonderful things, you know, phrases. But when you start to dig a little bit into the phrase, it gets
very hard to grasp. Yeah. And so, Lord, I just kept pursuing him. You know, like Nicodemus came in the night, but he came to the Lord.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Last night I was writing on this, and I saw in that set of scriptures from John, what were we talking about here? When we sang it this morning in 36, with Christ in glory, then we'll shine in his blessed image.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
How many of us notice that word shine? Shine. We'll shine. Saints, that's what resurrection is. Resurrection is the shining of God in humanity. Lord Jesus, when I saw this, I was like, and then all sorts of scripture opened up. We are what? We are children of light. Right? The Lord said, it says here that he is the light. He's in glory. He is the glory. In fact, Jesus, it says that he is the effulgence. So if we are going to be conformed and transformed to his image and likeness, then we must also be the effulgence, which is the shining of God. And then I saw that his word in us is light unto our path. It's the shining. His word is the shining of God within us. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I just want to be your shining.
Amen.
Amen.
This is what I came to realize on this earth today. I can be God's shining.
Amen.
Amen.
As long as I remain in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
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 This is what we are to be, right? The church is to be the shining of God. Are we not the lamp?
Yes. Oh, we are the
on the hill. We don't need cover. Don't cover us. Oh, let us shine. Let us shine, Lord.
Amen.
Shine with the very brilliance of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
This is what I came to see this week. This is what Christ in his humanity became. He became in his humanity the shining of God.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus, may we all be brought into this reality in the fullest way possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Saints, what I enjoyed this week was the matter of learning to live in the divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
We're in our normal human life.
Yes.
But we have to learn to live in the divine and mystical realm.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Call.
Amen.
When we call, we enter into the divine.
Yes.
The divine and mystical realm is in your spirit.
Amen.
And your spirit is mingled with the spirit.
Amen.
About 3 years ago, Brother Don Ron was here, and he did a message, and it had a lot to do with the divine and mystical realm. And message three, I really went back to throughout the week from day to day, and I'd like to share a couple of points that it is. The beginning of the message is to become part of the divine and mystical realm of the consummate spirit and the pneumatic Christ, and living simultaneously in the divine realm, in the physical realm, and in the divine and mystical realm. Point one, in our experience, we actually become the divine, part of the divine and mystical realm of the consummate spirit and the pneumatic Christ. We become part of the divine revelation through regeneration. We become part of the divine and mystical realm by partaking of God's life and nature. We become part of the divine and mystical realm by being built up in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Here we see the individual Christ is what? Becoming the corporate Christ.
Amen.
And this needs, we need to realize this. We're individuals. But the Lord is really not so much after individuals. He's after an incorporation.
Yes.
The body of Christ is this incorporation.
Amen.
The body of Christ is a divine and mystical realm. And the more we are in this realm, the more we become part of this realm.
Amen.
And then, let's see, what is the last thing it says? The believers are blended into one entity in the divine and mystical realm. So, the more we call throughout the day, the more we enter into this divine and mystical realm. Again, we live our normal human life, but the key is to get into the divine and mystical realm. And the more we call, the more there's enjoyment, and the more we begin to enjoy Him.
Amen.
This portion of Matthew 22 is very interesting that many people around the world and make questions. And the note in Matthew 22:42, the note about Christ is beautiful. It says, as portrayed on 21:23 to 22:46, during his last visit to Jerusalem, the center of Judaism, Christ surrounded by chief priests, elders, Pharisees, Herodians, and Sadducees, along with the lawyer, often endeavor to unseen him by asking puzzled and insidious questions. First, the chief of priests, representing the authority of the Jewish religion, and the elders, representing the authority of the Jewish people, asked him concerning his authority. Their question was according to the religion council. Second, the Pharisees, the fundamentalists, and the Herodians, who were zealous of politics, asked him questions related to politics. Third, the Sadducees, the modernists, questioned him concerning the fundamental belief. Fourth, the self-approved lawyer asked him questions concerning the law. After answering all their questions wisely, he asked them questions concerning the Christ.
Yeah.
Yes. Christ.
Yes.
This is the question of the questions.
Question.
Their questions were related to religion, politics, belief, and the law. His question was concerning Christ,
Amen.
Who is the center of all things.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
They knew religion, politics, belief, and law, but they paid no attention to Christ. Hence, he asked them, what do you think concerning Christ?
Yeah.
Christ. That's it.
Yeah.
Whose son?
That's it.
Whose son is it?
The question of the question must be answered by anyone.
Wow.
Yeah.
By anyone. And another part of the ministry says the Pharisees realized that Christ was the seed of David, and they answered without any hesitation. But when the Lord Jesus asked why David, forefather of Christ, called Christ as the Lord, they could not answer.
Right.
On the one hand, he was a man. On the other hand, he was God.
Yeah.
No one can reconcile these two. The study of Christ's person, Christology, began on the second generation of the church fathers, and it became a great concern among the believers. Today, however, most believers would not pay much attention on this matter. They know that God is Christ, and that Christ is their Savior and the Redeemer. But if we ask them how Christ can be God and also man, they cannot answer.
Right. Yeah.
Well, more of that.
Right.
More of that. Because when we talk about this Christ is man and God, it's not implied only Christ. It implies us.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Well, this is the mystery that we are talking now.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
This is the mystery. Yeah. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Amen.
This is our reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, if you tell somebody you are son of the King, well, if he's a baby, he doesn't know. He never realized. So we need to grow. Words became heavy, heavier for us.
Yes.
And it became more responsibility to us.
Yeah.
No responsibility to do things, but to eat more.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
My ushering post over there.
this question is the center is at the center of the universe.
Amen. Amen.
Who is the Christ? Whose son is
yes.
he?
Whose son is he? Yeah.
The seed of David being designated the Son of God is at the center of the universe.
Yes.
It is the center of God's economy.
Yes.
We all appreciate the wire diagram. God,
yes.
incarnation, Pretty human much. Living, death, resurrection, ascension, then he becomes a life-giving spirit to impart himself into us. We all appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But actually, that diagram is the answer to the question,
it's,
whose son is he?
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
He became the yeah. Son of God, the only begotten, became a man,
mm-hmm.
became the seed of David. Mm-hmm. And then in his process, and through death and resurrection, that human element of him, the seed of David, became designated in resurrection the Son of God.
Amen. Amen.
Humanity that previously was not the Son of God
mm-hmm.
became the Son of God.
Wow.
How wonderful is that?
Yeah.
How wonderful.
But without that, we would have no church.
Mm-hmm.
Without that, we would not have salvation.
Yeah. That's right.
Without that, we would not have the ability to be transformed and be to eventually conformed to his image.
Yes.
The fact that we have the in resurrection, the seed of David becoming the Son of God means that the very life that we receive
Amen.
Is the
yeah.
life of the resurrected
right.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
The resurrected
Amen.
Man in humanity,
yeah.
Jesus,
Amen.
That was designated the Son of God, now in divinity, has come into us.
Amen.
You know what this implies?
Mm.
This implies that God became man, put
yes.
on humanity,
yeah.
so that he could bring humanity into divinity.
Right.
Okay, the fact that we receive that seed means that there is a certain expectation on
yes.
us.
Amen.
Do you know what that expectation is?
Yeah.
Not that we would become adopted sons of God.
Right.
Not that we would become good people and good Christian people.
Right.
The expectation, the implication, is that we would become God in life and nature.
Amen.
And not, but not in his Godhead.
Yeah.
But that we would become the same as he is.
Amen.
We are in this process, kind of in reverse.
Yeah.
Right? We are. And it's hard for us to comprehend and to fathom because we're fallen man. We're like, surely this cannot be the case. I'm so fallen. How could you say, I'm going to become God? But that's why he had to become the seed of God. The seed of David had to be designated the Son of God. So that we can go through this process.
Amen.
So, you know, I know the bell went off here, but I'm sorry. I have to just bring it to my experience. The last couple of weeks, I've been doing a job that has not been glorious at all. I'm not going to explain it, but it has just been miserable on my soul and my body. And I've done a lot of complaining. And then last week, I was still at this job, and then the Lord just reminded me through some listening to the ministry, you are a son of God.
Amen.
The highest profession in this universe
yes,
is to become sons of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
As you're here doing this work on this deck that's in the sun, you need to become more the Son of God.
Amen.
You need to be brought more into glory.
Amen.
And so I realized just even in that job that I hated, I could be under this dispensing and be becoming more the Son of God.
Amen.
In life and nature, but not in the Godhead. I was at that moment, saints, I really do believe I was becoming more God. I was participating in his divine nature.
Amen.
We can all have this experience day by day, moment by moment, right? Why? Because the seed of David was designated in resurrection the Son of God.
Amen.
Don't you love the Bible?
Yes.
The truth of the Bible is so enlightening.
Yeah.
I was enjoying this. Romans 1, 3, and 4 is very mysterious in a lot of ways. Who was designated the Son of God in power? I'm like, why is in power stuck in there? I was like, that must be the resurrection power. And so I was reading the message. By incarnation, he brought God into man. That is, he brought his humanity into, by resurrection, he brought man into God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So day by day, we're being sunized.
Mm-hmm.
This makes clear the whole New Testament, especially the whole New Testament. Yeah. All the verses make sense now. If you just realize by incarnation, he brought God into man.
Right.
By resurrection, he brought man into God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the Bible.
Yes. I just really enjoyed 1 Peter 3:18.
Amen.
For Christ also has suffered once for sins, yes, the righteous on behalf of the unrighteous,
amen,
that he might bring you to God.
Amen.
On the one hand, being put to death in the flesh, but on the other, made alive in the spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Made alive in the spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Go, Bill.
Lord Jesus. Monday night, in our Monday night home meeting, we took a quick cruise through this week, you know, just hitting high point. And a little sister brought out this word resurrection, you know, and just how much resurrection means. And it just really impressed me. It kind of woke me up. I've heard about it for so long. I just don't appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow.
what I really enjoyed as we finished up the week on day six, just the matter. What happened to the Lord, what he went through, is to bring us into it.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
And,
yes.
And the word tells us this is what is happening.
Amen.
And I just realized with me, the enemy's main tactic, it's not to keep me from believing in the Lord, what he did, mm-hmm, what he went through, everything. I have no problems with that. But then when I hear what he's doing to me, I always take a look. the harder I look, the more, this is not happening. You know? And, you know, this is not the Christian life. The Christian life is based on faith. And I'm so thankful for the ministry.
Yeah.
To wake us up and realize, you know, we have this butterfly life.
Yeah.
See, man, we
make it right.
Like
yeah.
A cocoon.
A worm.
But just wait.
Yeah.
Just wait. But we don't need to live a life in unbelief waiting on the butterfly.
Right.
We need to enjoy.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I
enjoyed
the same thing Bill did about the resurrection. Somehow you hear it so much, but I just saw that everything that this process involves is in resurrection.
Amen.
And the organic salvation mentioned in Romans, which is the sanctification, confirmation, transformation, and glorification, is in resurrection.
Yes.
And so in resurrection, of course, Christ is the life-giving spirit.
Yeah.
And we have a spirit. And I enjoyed the illustration in the message that said that the spirit is like electricity. Electricity in motion. And electricity in motion is not different from electricity. So the triune God is the spirit, and the spirit is the triune God in motion.
Yes.
And he has moved into our spirit.
Amen.
We're connected to the resurrection life.
Amen.
This life power. And the marvelous thing is our spirit is a switch.
Yes.
It's the electric switch.
Amen.
So we don't want to, you know, my life is like Bill's. I'm at the switch. I'm in and out of the divine and mystical realm. but we want to learn to exercise our spirit. Amen. Amen. By calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
There's your way to come in. I really appreciate how the body has enlightened this message.
Yeah.
Because really, I was like, yeah. Over, and I listened to it twice. I was like, Lord, I hear it, but it's not sinking in. So thank you, saints, so much for your portions.
Amen.
So good. I just want to say this one little part.
Amen.
The Lord appreciates it when we speak to him in this way.
Yes.
He enjoys it when we declare the fact that God no longer has just one son, the only begotten son, but he has many sons. And saints, today I saw the many sons.
Amen.
Thank you, saints. I appreciate it.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Anyone else? That was so good.
Amen.
Saints, I just, I feel like we are the most blessed people.
Amen.
You know, to hear these things, to have this ministry, it's incredible.
Amen.
To be in the process.
And be in the process, for sure, yeah. You know, I grew up, what I was thinking was, the Lord's going to save me, hopefully, from hell. That's how I grew up. It's like, I just don't want to go there. Whatever. But that's not it. Forget about heaven. I just don't want to go to the other place. Serious, as a kid, it's like it's kind of terrifying. But this is not it. That's not it. That, you know, he has something based on this meeting far greater.
Right
for us. And you know, I was just even looking at the title this week, so I better put my timer on. Sorry.
See you, David.
Take it down a little bit. I'll do 5 minutes here. Okay. The seed of David becoming the Son of God.
Amen.
So, I mean, if you first read that, you could say, what? Becoming the Son of God? Isn't he the Son of God already?
Amen.
Right? But here it's becoming the Son of God.
Right.
And so, I asked someone, my son-in-law's dad, about this in Psalms 2:7, you know, where it says, this day, you are my son, this day have I begotten you. And I said, what is this day? Oh, does it say today or this day?
This
day. This day. What is this day? And he was baffled. He was just like, I don't know. And he knew. He had read it. And anyway, we got into it. Saints, it was so good.
Amen.
He was just enjoying, you know, he hadn't seen that. But anyway, I'd like to just, I've got three verses here that came out this week. Actually, you can read with me or read along with me. It's day four.
Yeah.
It says, concerning his son who came, and the reason I'm reading these three is because we need to see the connection between Romans 1, 3, and 4 with Romans 8, 29, right? Okay, so if we read those, concerning his son who came out of the seed of David according to the flesh. So there we see the Lord's incarnation, right? He brought God into man. You see that with the according to the flesh. Who was designated the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness out of the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. So he came out of the resurrection of the dead. So there's this process of incarnation, death, and resurrection. And through resurrection, he was designated the Son of God. Okay, that was his humanity was designated the Son of God.
Yeah.
Wow. He was not just the Son of God in eternity past, but he, as a man, he was designated the Son of God.
Amen.
So we see that there. So there, Dean brought it out, several brought it out, there's a prototype here.
Yeah.
So when there's a prototype, to me, it's believable. For example, let's say there were no light bulbs. And I said, you know what? I can produce light out of something. And nobody had ever seen one before.
Yeah.
I would just say, I don't believe you.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean? light's coming out of the sun. That's about the, you know. Yeah. But if you said, well, prove it to me, how? And you got this light bulb,
right,
and you screwed it in and light came out. Yes, I believe you.
Yeah.
I will invest in this.
Yeah.
Because you can do more of it, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's believable. So we have the prototype.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is the prototype? It's Christ himself.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yeah. He's the prototype. But then you have to go to 829, which is in day six. It says, because those, and this is another really encouraging thing, because those whom he foreknew, that's in eternity past.
Yeah. Right.
He also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Okay. I've got a question here. I'll ask Titus.
Oh, no.
Titus, what tense is this? Predestinated.
Past.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Did I pass?
Yeah, you passed. How about conformed?
Past.
It's past tense. So in God's eyes, it's already happened.
Yeah.
You know, your current situation, you may think, like Bill, you know, you look and it's like, it ain't happening. You know, it's just not, I don't see it. But it's like you could almost say it's a fact.
Believe it.
Believe it. God, he didn't put that. He also made predestinate. No, it says predestinated. It's happened. And anyway, here we have the mass reproduction. Right? In this verse, we see that it's not just Christ has gone through this process, but we're going through a process to become the many brothers, right? The expansion, the fullness of this one.
Amen.
And the other, I'll just read this last part. It's hard to, I've got one more minute here. I just want to read you, it's number three. It says, this brings us to the matter of deification and implies that God's intention in his economy is to make himself man so that in Christ, we, the believers in Christ, and the children of God may become God in life, in nature, and in constitution. Wow. But not in the Godhead. Forget that, and we don't want anything to do with the Godhead. But in life, in nature, and in constitution, we're the same as he. And eventually, the Bible consummates with this matter. So for eternity, there's going to be a consummation. Of course, there in Revelation, it's the New Jerusalem, right? The shining forth of God.
Amen.
Expressing God. So praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
You know, what the Lord is bringing us into, has brought us into, is more than wonderful. It's just like, who could think of this? Only God could plan this out and do it, right? Accomplish it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you hate to end the meeting, huh?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But we have another week.
Amen.
Amen. So we'll end here, but have some announcements. But before we do, we wanted to introduce and welcome anyone that's new or visiting.
Amen.
How about this section first? Anybody? How about here? Here?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Only family today, right?
Amen.
Okay, so for the announcements, we're going to move on to the second week, which is week 14 in the morning revival, which is available in the book room. Our reading schedule's here. These announcements are wonderful, right? Mm-hmm. You want to sign up for something, you just click. Everything's right here. Yeah. So we have this week's life study schedule. We're in messages 23 and 24 of Galatians. Some important items is, you know, next week is the first week, the first Lord's Day of the month. And so we'll have the table meeting in the evening. So that's April 6th. We'll have the table meeting in the evening here at 5:30. And we'll have the, you know, our prophesying meeting in the morning. And we want to announce we're not going to.
Right.
Yeah, we're not. We've been having breakfast in the morning. But we will not be having breakfast on April 6th, the morning of April 6th, for some scheduling reasons. So the new morning revival is for sale. The community sisters tea time on April 12th is from 9:30 to 11:30. The sign up is here in the announcements. There's also a church-wide picnic that following day on April 13th. And it looks like there's some practical service, some help that's needed that you also can sign up here. There's an announcement regarding the full-time training center in London, which will be used for all of Europe, and they're looking to expand that. There's a great need there, and the church has a designated amount that we'd like to fellowship with them. And then finally, the 2025 Austin Family Day Camp. The details are below, and there's also a sign up there. So I think that's it. I don't know if there's anything about children. Did we get
yes,
anything?
Yes, pick up in their respective cabins, cabins 102, 106, and 107.
Also, just to make you aware, it didn't make it into the announcements, that's a mistake, but the registration for the summer training, for the live training, is going to begin tomorrow. So you'll be receiving an email in the mail, so we encourage all the saints to take the opportunity to go to Anaheim for the training.
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. We're dismissed.
Amen.